So welcome back to the Heart Series and to day three of part three. Now, as I mentioned on day one, it's quite normal for the intensity of happiness that you feel to slowly decrease during the meditation. That's absolutely okay. You're not doing anything wrong. Over time, I think that for most people begins to change. And that's essentially what we're training the mind in here. But what I'd really like you to do is to start to see this inaction in everyday life. So regardless of whether it's a person who you really admire, whether it's a person who you really care about, someone close to you, or someone you're really not that interested in, just starting to notice those initial impulses that you feel when you see the person, when you hear the person. What is it that gets in the way? Is there anything that gets in the way of wanting to see that person happy? It might be simply the way they look that's a trigger for some kind of resistance. It might be something that they say, even just the sound of their voice, that's a trigger for that resistance. But as I say, we'll talk a little bit more about those things at the end of today's exercise. For now, the focus is simply bringing those people to mind and taking the time to imagine them looking happy, well, rested, and just enjoying that process. So as always, just getting comfortable in the chair, on the floor, wherever you're sitting, and just beginning with some deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Remember, still focusing on the chest as you inhale, chest expanding, and noticing how the muscles in the body soften as you exhale. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes and just taking a minute or so to become more aware of the space around you, to become more aware of the different senses. So as you become more aware of the senses, you'll probably already have become more aware of the physical sensations in the body. So just taking the time to scan through the body, noticing both those physical sensations, but also any emotional sensations, the underlying mood or tone of mind. And before moving the attention to the breath now, just being clear in your mind about your intention today. Make sure it hasn't just become repetitive, but you're really asking yourself what your motivation is today. And just reminding yourself of how this simple exercise can benefit those around you as well as yourself. And now just shifting the attention to the breath. And just settling the mind on that rising and falling sensation. Just for the next couple of minutes. Now more aware of the breath, the feeling of the breath in the body. But at the same time, just starting to become more aware of that visualization. It's as though it's beginning, starting all on its own. You're just watching it happen as that feeling expands within the body and even beyond the body. aware of how that feels, even if it's only a subtle feeling, knowing how it feels to experience a greater sense of calm and happiness, wanting to share that. Now just imagine that first person, the one you admire. And just follow that process through in just the same way. And when it looks as though you really are very relaxed, very calm, very happy, you just let the image go, and in its place, you imagine that person very close to you. And once again, just watch as that visualization unfolds. Again, when you're satisfied that the person looks really very well, very happy, in your mind, you can just let the image go. And we imagine the third person now. That person you don't see so often or you don't spend so much time interacting with, but nonetheless, you follow that process through and just watch it unfold in exactly the same way. So when this person looks as though they're really very happy, very much content and at ease, you can just let go of that image. In fact, right now, just let go of everything, any focus. Just give the mind complete freedom to do whatever it wants to do, just for the next 20 or 30 seconds or so. And now, just bringing the attention back to the physical sensations, the sounds, smells, in particular the weight of the body, that contact between the body and the chair, the feet and the floor. And in your own time, just gently opening the eyes. Clear about how you feel right now. Give yourself a moment to refocus. Clear about your intention to not only be mindful and present throughout the day, but to share this sense of happiness, of kindness with others. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in a chair and have a stretch. And I think it's a really useful idea to remember. I know I've talked a lot about blue sky over this Headspace journey so far. But it's a really useful thing to bring to mind right now as you go through your day today. This idea that, much like awareness, this sense of unconditional love or happiness or kindness, contentment even. The idea that that is no different from awareness, no different from blue sky. It's actually always present. It's innate to each and every one of us. It's not something that we need to try to generate or create. When we do this exercise, all we're doing is reminding ourselves of something that's already there. But by reminding ourselves of it, at the same time, we're letting go of the things that prevent us from experiencing it on a regular basis. So as you go through the day today, just having that in mind that, like the blue sky, it's always there, actually. And it's in noticing what it is that we do that prevents us from feeling it, from experiencing it, and ultimately from sharing it with others. So do notice who those people are that bring about a sense of resistance of any kind. It might be a very subtle resistance, might be a very strong resistance. The resistance might be so strong that you try to avoid the person altogether. Whatever it is, though, notice the resistance. It's not that we need to try to overcome the resistance. Instead, it's in noticing the resistance we're able to let go of it. And when we let go of it, there's nothing but blue sky. So with that in mind, I'll leave it there for now, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 4 of part 3.